कृष्ण प्रभु माता जी, किस इसको हम देखे दास जी तुम बैठे हो, प्लीज टेक द माइक एंड बोलो दिस एंड दिस ऑन गुरु श्री श्री प्रभुपाद एंड गुरु श्री गुरु माता। थैंक यू माता जी, हरे कृष्ण।
हरे कृष्ण कुमारिका माता जी, दंडवत प्रणाम। थैंक यू माता जी फॉर ज्वाइनिंग एंड वी रिक्वेस्ट ज्योति माता जी टू स्पीक। माता जी इज देयर?
आई डोंट सी ज्योति माता जी। मार्गारी माता जी, यू कैन गो।
माता जी या Hare Krishna, all of you. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. So, we all know that like how Preeti Mataji is helping so many devotees in this call and helping so many Vaishnavas serving in the temple. So, I have met Prabhuji and Mataji. I haven't met and spoke to them, but I saw them in the temple in Geeta Nagari for the first time. So next day was their initiation actually. So I was very happy to meet Mataji personally on that day in Geeta Nagari on a retreat. So, and in Bhakti Sangha, we all know like anytime we need any doubt, any clarifications, first, we remember to call Preeti Mataji or message her. So within a few minutes, we will get the reply and we'll get the solution. So anything that something we have clarification or why such things are happening, anything we need to ask, we can approach Preeti Mataji. So she's if we have to manage something in the call or any help, we always prefer to call Preeti Mataji or message her. So, and every time she replies or speaks, like she's very humble and very in a very nice way, she reciprocates with all the Matajis. Like she's like an ideal example how a Vaishnava, how a devotee should interact with another Vaishnava, another devotee. So as Mataji is able to give this much support is only because of her husband. So we are really all of us are thankful to Prabhuji. So he had a very divine life and he has given all the inputs and instructions and guidance and help, support, strength to Mataji. So that is why we all are getting benefited by Preeti Vilasini Mataji in this call. So as all of us say that, I also would want to say Preeti Vilasini Mataji that if she needs any help, that we are there for her. We are all there for her. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving me this opportunity to glorify Mataji and Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Bhargavi Mataji. Next, we have Jyoti Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, yes, Mataji, go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranams to all the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all the Guru Vargas. When I was asked to come into the call to glorify Srinivas Jagannath Prabhuji, I was thinking I'm just nobody to talk about or glorify Prabhuji, but still, because I have been given this opportunity. And what I have heard about Prabhuji all these days, I wanted to express my feelings. My prayers at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and all the Guru Vargas for a nice onward journey for Srinivas Jagannath Prabhuji. We all know that Prabhuji has left this world during the month of Kartik, and it is so auspicious. So my prayers that he has he is in Golok Dham and for his onward journey. I have not personally known Srinivas Jagannath Prabhuji, but I think we all heard Srinivas Prabhuji's voice on Preeti Mataji's birthday when he had come on the surprise call that all the devotees at Bhakti Sangha had organized to really make the day special for Preeti Mataji. So those words are still ringing in my ears. He had expressed his love and care for Mataji so very sweetly. And especially when he said that my mother found a perfect girl for me. So those words are still ringing in my ears. So that was really sweet. And that spoke so much about his personality and his character. I have been hearing about how Prabhuji was in a very high position at Deloitte, and all his management expertise and meticulous planning he was putting into good use for spiritual activities at the temple, be it Rath Yatra or organizing major events and festivals at the temple. So that shows his service and service attitude. And Preeti Mataji, as we all know, I mean, for me, at the Bhakti Sangha, she has been the epitome of perfection. Like, whatever she does, it's like at the highest standard, the best that she can do. From the Brihad Bhagavatamrita classes that she delivers, the Ramayana series that stories narration during the Ram Navami, all the kids classes, the Bhagavad Gita classes, or during the Bhakti Sangha camp. Bhakti Sangha kids camp. I mean, all the classes that she held, and the background work that was held, the execution, the planning before that, and anything that happens in between, and she's there to pitch in for help for everyone. She's the best example of a Vaishnava, like how helpful and how serving we should be. So, and for me, my personal experience was the day we were coming back to India, like we had to stop over at Chicago, and Mataji asked me if there is something that she could do, and I asked for some travel prasadam, and immediately, like Mataji and Prabhuji, I think they had to drive almost an hour to reach us. They came, and then with so much love Mataji had made for the kids, and then we also had got to spend some time, like almost 45 minutes, and Mataji spent the time with so much love, like I have no words to say. I'm just being grateful. And this news, this has come as such a big surprise for all of us, and we are still dealing with it. And I wanted to recall the class that Mataji gave on Thanksgiving Day, the kids' classes. It was about a surprise test that a teacher gives to his class. So I think now we are taking the surprise test that Krishna has given us. So my prayers to at the feet of Srila Prabhupada, our Guru Varga, and at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, that Mataji be given so much strength and solace to deal with the current situation. We all want her back to her normal life, but she has to take her time. She has to take herself great care physically and spiritually. She's a great scholar. I know from her classes, we know how she cuts across the length and breadth of Prabhupada's purport to give us that those simple and clear and a very detailed description of the story or the concept that she is taking up. So my prayers that she's able to get that strength. I mean, for somebody like her, I don't know what words are there for us to say. I'm just praying to Krishna that Krishna reveals himself to her, and then she comes, she deals with this current crisis and comes out stronger and shines brighter for us all to see her as a star who will guide us in our way to Krishna consciousness. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for this opportunity. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much for taking this time from you. And as the next part of the Bhakti Sangha session, we will have Srimad Bhagavatam class by His Grace Shamik Rishi Prabhu. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you are there on the call?
Yes, I am.
Dandavas Pranam Prabhuji, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association in this call. So you can take forward. Hare Krishna.
Okay, Hare Krishna. I was told to speak about His Grace Srinivas Jagannath Prabhu. We have all been speaking for more than a week now. I am not really very much familiar with His Grace Srinivas Jagannath Prabhu, but I have known Priti Vilasini Mataji by hearing her classes, which are so wonderful, which has been described just now. But I'm sure, and I give my blessings and pray to the Supreme Lord that the soul of this divine person goes to the service of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna in the eternal spiritual world. And because of the relationship that she had with Shiva, he was in a devotee family, devotee atmosphere, always serving very service attitude, serving simple life. He never wanted any recognition. So we are all proud of him. And just like Prahlad Maharaj prayed for his father, even he was a demoniac. Now here it is completely different that he is such a saintly person. So naturally, if he was relieved from all the suffering in the future life, so he will also surely go at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. He is not only liberated, but also would go to back home, back to Krishna's abode in loving service. Whoever is like such a nice, like sometime Krishna also needs in the spiritual world. So they call, it is the call of Krishna. It's happened all of a sudden. Nobody knew, nobody imagined. But it's in Kartik month. He died in month of Kartik. Wonderful way, without like just after offering bhoga to the Supreme Lord, cooking for the Supreme Lord. So in this way, his life is completely devotional, completely perfect. And I also give my condolences to him, but also I pray to the Lord to give strength to Mother Priti Vilasini Mataji, so she could bear this sudden loss. It is loss for everybody. Whole Vaishnav community is at loss from his all of a sudden leaving the material world. But Lord's plans are different. We cannot imagine, we cannot know or understand the intricacies of the Lord. So whatever way we have to agree to the Lord's proposal, whatever he does, although we do feel sorry and we do feel we feel pain in our heart, but nonetheless we have to accept. tate nukum kamasi su samikshamano. That if we accept whatever the Lord does and take it as His mercy, rather than taking it as a suffering, then one becomes a automatically inheritor of Lord's abode. So, Prithivilasini Mataji's husband, His Grace Srinivas Jagannath Prabhu, will surely go back home back to Godhead. And I pray to the Lord for that position in the eternal spiritual world. Thank you so much. So, we'll be reading Srimad Bhagavatam also today. And so, it would be Canto 4, chapter number 30, text number 15, 16, and 17. So, we will first have some prayers. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhestam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Salgana Raghunathanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Shya E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratushe Namo Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Krapa Sindhupa Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vishnavebhyo Namo 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 Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Charine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ashyatya Desha Tarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Thank you very much for giving me opportunity to speak on this these wonderful verses. This topic is about the activities of the Prachetas. So Prachetas were advised by their father that before ruling over, you should go and pray to the Supreme Lord. So they went to the ocean side, and they were there for 10,000 years. They were praying to the Lord, and Lord Shiva came. They gave him the certain mantras that they gave Rudra, that is called Rudra Greed. So they were chanting the Rudra Greed by dipping up to the neck for 10,000 years, and then that was like Rudra Greed means it is the prayer to the Supreme Lord of Vishnu or Krishna. So they got the benefit. The Lord appeared and they gave him the benedictions, and they praised to the Lord for his wonderful qualities that they were praising. And so Lord is saying that I'm pleased with you, or friendly relationship. So I wish you all good fortune. Now you may ask a benediction. All of you are engaged in one occupation, devotional service. That is just one occupation. So our aim should be only just one. And not our mind should not be disturbed in so many ways. And so they had just one occupation, to please the Supreme Lord. And they had friendly relationship among themselves with all the praja. And so those who remember these prayers of Rudra Geet and remember the Prachetas, so he was benedicting that, then they will also develop friendly relationship with and brothers with all the living entity. And that is what is needed. Means they see the Supreme Lord everywhere. Yomam Pashati Sarvatra, Sarvatra Chamai Pashati, Tesham Naha Pranashami, Sachamena Pranashati. So in this way, and then they were glorifying the Lord in these prayers. There is a glorification of the Lord with this Rudra Geet. So with this, all the material desires as well as the spiritual desires, they will be fulfilled. They will develop intelligence to understand Krishna. So they have accepted this Prachetas, accepted with pleasure. and executed with faith the orders of your father, because father wanted to go and pray to the Lord. So because they were they respected their father and they will listen to their father, so your attractive qualities will be celebrated all over the world. And they were benedicted that you will have a very famous son whose progeny will fill the three worlds. So and Apsara called, so now this is the chapter, no, text number. So Marisha was the daughter of Pramlocha and Kandu. Kandu Muni gave birth to a daughter, and then she was left in the care of the trees, and then she was crying because she was hungry. And then the moon god came, Chandra. He poured nectar in her mouth with his finger. That is the previous verses. Now, so she was now in this verse, what was the, by the Lord, what Lord is saying to them. So this text number 15, which is on the board. Praja visarga adishta pitra mam anuvartata tatra kanyam vararoham tam udvahat ma chiram. Ma chiram, ma means without wasting time, you should immediately marry. And she is very, or vara means very qualified. Vara means stressed, topmost. Vara aroham, highly qualified and executely beautiful. So translation is, since all of you are very much obedient to my orders, I ask you to immediately marry that girl. This is Lord Vishnu is telling, I ask you to immediately marry that girl who is so well qualified with beauty and good qualities. According to the order of your father, create progeny through her. Because that is the duty. This is long time back. This history is from almost from Satya Yoga, and the whole universe was practically empty. They have to fill up with the different progeny, but good quality progeny, not demoniac. So that is the duty. A king's duty is to rule, have everybody, the citizens should follow the dharma or should follow Krishna consciousness, and then have the progeny and good progeny. So they are all Krishna conscious. But now Kalo Shudra Samoham, in Kali Yuga, everybody is a Shudra. They don't have qualifications. They just elect somebody and they rule, and then whole generations, like whole people, whole society, they suffer. So she was very qualified, and that is the, so in the marriage, qualification, equality, service attitude, means that these all things are seen, and this girl Marisha had all those qualities. And in the purport, the Prachetas not only were great devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but were very obedient to the orders of their father. Therefore, the Lord asked them to marry the daughter of Pramlocha, that is Marisha. So, obedience to the father means they have given us everything, they have given the birth, the father is given. So, it is the duty of the son. Even Lord Ramchandra says that one cannot repay his parents for what they have done to you. Even if the parents are maybe demonic later on, but still the son must obey the father, son must always respect the father, son must look the welfare of the father, just like Lord Prahlad Maharaj. Although he was trying to kill Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu, but at the end he did pray that, please forgive my father, that he should be liberated. And he, the Narasimha Dev told that not only you, because you are in the family, 21 generations would be liberated. So such is the benefit of having a family member in Krishna consciousness, or a devotee of the Lord, like Prahlad Maharaj was a devotee of the Lord. So an obedience to the father is necessary. Any senior person, any, even if the spiritual master, suppose, and then he falls down from one way or another, but a spiritual master is like a father, and he should be respected. One should not degrade him, or one should not talk about him, one should not blaspheme about him. That is the duty. So son is, the disciple is also like a son. So the next verse, number 16, is aprathag dharmashilanam sarvesham vasumadhyama aprathag dharmashileyam bhutyat patyatr patyarpitashaya patni arpitashaya. So aprathak, without differences, dharma, occupation, shila nam, whose character, shil means the character, sarvesham, all, vah, of you, Sumadhyama, a girl whose waist is slender, that is Sumadhyama. But then the middle part is the waist and it is slender, it is thin. That is the part of the beauty. Aparthak, without differences. Dharma, that is occupational duty, Shila, well behaved. Yam, this, Bhuyata, may she become Patni, wife. Arpita, Ashaya, fully surrendered. So you brothers are all of the same nature, being my devotees and obedient sons of your father. It's the nature, the character of all of these 10 brothers. They are same, they all were born and then they all went to Artapashya, meditation. And Lord Shiva, they met Lord Shiva and for a whole time, like it's not that one just went out of the water, why I should suffer. So their nature was all the same. That's a very important part. Similarly, that girl is also of the same type and is dedicated to all of you. Thus, both the girl and you, the sons of Prachin Barisa, they are called Prachetas, are on the same platform, being united on a common principle. So, united on a common principle. Everybody's common principle is to serve the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord and ultimately go back home. So, everybody's aim is the same. Then they are really united. United does not mean that they should do the same thing, or live in the same place, or no, they do their occupational duty according to their varna and ashram. That's why Prabhupada also wanted to make such a big house where everybody, whole earth planet, people from whole earth planet could live together. And that's a together because their goal would be the same, to please the Supreme Lord. So if that is the same, then you are already united. It does not mean that they would not do different, people have different mentality and different, they will work differently, but the end result is the same. The aim is the same for everybody. So that is united. Like Pandavas, there are 5 brothers. Everybody had a different strength, different way, but they all obeyed their elder brother who was like the father, Yudhishthira Maharaj. And they all worked together to please the Supreme Lord. Krishna wanted them to fight, to establish religious principles, Dharma Rajya, and Dharma Raj, or Yudhishthira Maharaj became the king. So there were many, many demonic forces. So Krishna came to just remove the burden from the earth of this all the demonic kings. And so that happened. And with the help of Kaurava and these Pandavas, he also further achieved that goal. So here the translation that according to the Vedic principles, a woman cannot have many husbands, although a husband can have many wives in special instances. However, it is found that a woman has more than one husband. Draupadi, for instance, was married to all of the 5 Pandava brothers. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead ordered all of the sons of the Prachin Barisa to marry the one girl born of the great sage Kandu and Pramrocha. In special cases, a girl is allowed to marry more than one man, provided she is able to treat her husbands equally. This is not possible for an ordinary woman. Only one who is specially qualified can be allowed to marry more than one husband. In this age of Kali, to find such an equipoised woman is very difficult. Thus, according to scripture, Kalau Pancha Vivarje. So what are those 5 things that one should not indulge in this? That is, horse sacrifice, cow sacrifice, to marry with your husband's brother, and to take sannyas. So that is also prohibited. So these things are prohibited, and eat meat. So those are the 5 things. Kalau Pancha, that's a 5. A woman is forbidden to marry her husband's brother. This system is still practiced in some of the hilly tracts of India. Why this system was there before Kali Yuga? The reason was there were more girls were born and less number of men, because many in the fighting, they died or somehow. So they should all be protected. Every girl should get married, because in the childhood they should be protected by the father under care, later on by the husband, and later on by the son if the husband is not there. So at that time this was allowed, that she could remain in the family, and if there is no child, then the husband's brother would produce a child in previous ages. But this is completely denied in this age of Kali Yuga, because it's a contaminated age and people are not really pious or do not understand how the dharma acts and how one should remain in a dharmic way or according to the Vedic principles. And so dharma means not just like dharma means according to the Vedic principles. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat panitam. And Krishna has told, according to Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam or Manu Samhita, one should follow those rules and regulations. So in Kali Yuga, these things, because people are not pious, not dharmic, so these pancha things are vivarjit, it has been refuted. A woman is forbidden to marry her husband's brother. This system is stipulated in some parts of the Hindu tract, because they don't know the laws, they don't read the dharma, so they still practice. The Lord says, aprathak dharma. Prathak means a separate. And aprathak, without separation. So dharma should be without any separation, means it should be, everybody should have the same goal, not to worship so many demigods, so many imposters and so many philosophies. Everybody should be having the Bhagavad Dharma, to follow the Bhagavad Dharma. So aprathak dharma sileyam bhuyat patni arpitasya. With the blessings of the Lord, all things are possible. The Lord especially blessed the girl to surrender equally to all brothers. So this was possible by Draupadi. Draupadi had the blessing. She asked the boon from Lord Shiva 5 times. So she got 5 husbands. And here it is the Lord's desire. And Lord could do anything. And they have followed the Lord's, whatever the Lord advised them, that you do this, and they did follow. And they remained very, very successful. They produced a child which had his progeny that filled this world. So with the blessing, Lord can do anything. With his blessings, anything can be possible. Like Srila Prabhupada, na bhuto na bhavishyati. He spread Krishna consciousness far and wide. One cannot imagine that within 10, 11 years, one can spread a new religious system where it was never there before. Nobody had heard about Krishna consciousness, about Krishna, the Vedic culture, the Bhagavad Gita. And he gave in such a way that it is very, very practical. Anybody can adapt to that and could become successful in the life. That is the real success. And we take to Krishna consciousness, understand, follow the principles of Vedic culture or Bhagavad Dharma, and at the end, we go back home, back to Godhead. Otherwise, we will go on rotating in this material world for I don't know how many millions and billions of years we have been in this material world. We had a human form also, and even Krishna was there, but we did not pray, we did not know, and he just remained in the cycle, whirlpool, like just going on cycle. So the Lord especially blessed the girl to surrender equally to brothers, and that is just like Draupadi. And she was asked, Draupadi, how you could keep your mind on the like all one equally, not favoring anybody. And these queens were asking Satyabhama, and they met at the Kurukshetra. Then that question was asked to her, and then she told that she loves equally to everybody, she does not favor somebody, she does not disfavor somebody. So equally dispose is possible only with Krishna consciousness, only in Ram Raj. Everybody loves Lord Ram, everybody loves Krishna, and in that way there is no deviation. Occupation may be different. Occupation is of the body. Just we have to maintain the body and soul together. So body is there, but the aim, the goal, that is from means we should concentrate. Our goal is just Krishna, nothing else. It is so. It has been. Aprathak dharma, occupational duty without difference of purpose. So purpose should be the same. It start in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is divided into 3 primary divisions: Karma Yoga, Gyan Yoga, and Bhakti Yoga. Yoga means a union. So ultimately, like if you are in Karma Yoga, you come to Gyan, and Gyan to Bhakti Yoga. Directly one can go to Bhakti Yoga. So yoga means acting on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is controlled by Bhagavad Gita. Yajnyarthat karmano yatra loko yam karma bandhanam. तद अर्थम कर्म कौन्तेय मुक्त संग समाचर वर्क डन एज ए सेक्रीफाइस फॉर विष्णु हैज टू बी परफॉर्म बिकॉज द वी हैव टू सेटिस्फाई कृष्ण आर विष्णु सो दैट हैज टू बी परफॉर्म वन कैन नॉट से सो वन कैन नॉट से दैट इट्स नॉट ए आर्म चेयर थिंग वी हैव गिवन दिस बॉडी एंड बॉडी इज मेड फॉर दिस पर्पज दैट बॉडी शुड serve the supreme lord means we have this body senses are and so senses should be used for the master of the senses and master of the senses is krishna therefore son of kunti perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction and in this way you will always remain unattached and free from bondage like this these devotees they were wholeheartedly they were serving krishna Srinivas Jagannath Prabhu without recognition. So that kind of work has to be, if one is doing that, then naturally they are in union. That is, they are in alignment. They are in, they were working for Yajna Purush. Yajna Purush is Vishnu. Otherwise, this karma will bind you into this material world. And we will bind you means that its resultant reaction would be that we have to take another and another birth. But if we serve Krishna, then everything, that is the only thing that goes with us and that remain with us. And you start wherever if you left. But our duty, or we must always be thinking to go back home, back to garden in this lifetime. So if we could do, then naturally the purpose of this human life is fulfilled. We have wasted so many human lives, so many lives. So now, athato brahma jigyasa, that now we have this human body. Then we should practice Krishna consciousness. So we have to work anyway. So work is there. Why not simply just maintain this body and according to the prescribed duties and just to please the Krishna. So that way we would please Krishna. Like say we have to, according to Varnashram Dharma, you have to be brahmachari, then you remain at the house of the Guru. Learn Krishna consciousness. If you want to become a grihastha, then marry with the desire to produce Krishna conscious children, and both together they serve Krishna. That is very important. That is grihastha life and grihamedhi life. Grihamedhi means just for sense enjoyment. They unite their sense enjoyment and remain again in the material world. So many fighting, so many problems with that way. But if both are devotees of the Lord, and that is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. That if one finds a like this girl was very suitable, is Marisha. And Krishna asked that you marry all 10 of them, you marry her. And if Krishna is ordering, it is nothing against the religious principle. It is within prescribed. Whatever Krishna says that you fight with these people. So he asked Arjun to kill all this. Kill your grandfather. Because we are killing, because they are on the side of the Adharma. So they have to be killed. So Arjun did follow. Then wherever there is Arjun, there is Vijay, Sri, Vibhuti. So all these things are there. So he obtained that. So here also that he is ordering that you marry them, and they did marry. And that is the Yajna, because Krishna is the Yajna Purush. He is saying, so everything what Krishna says, what Krishna does is Dharma. Like Krishna asked Yudhishthira Maharaj, to tell that Ashwatthama hata, although he was hesitant, and because he was hesitant, his chariot, which was always because of his dharma, was 1 feet above the ground, but then it fell down. Although he said, and later on, Bhima told Ashwatthama, he killed Ashwatthama elephant with his mace, and then he said loudly, Ashwatthama hata, and only very in that big sound, he just could say, yes, Ashwatthama died. So one has to work for the satisfaction of the Vishnu, and other work done in this material world will be a cause of his bondage. For both good and evil work have their reactions, and any reaction binds the performer. Even good reactions bind because it is a pious activity. But Krishna consciously, there is no reaction at all. There are three kinds of activity. A karma, that is acting for Krishna, and then there is pious activity and impious activity. Vikarma, karma, vikarma, and akarma. So these three are difficult to understand, but anything done for Krishna for his satisfaction. So our mind should be on Krishna. Main thing is mana eva manushanam karanam bandham moksha. If our mind is to satisfy Krishna, then naturally Krishna will arrange. Dadami buddhi yogantam yenamam upindhiti. He gives us the intelligence. If that is our desire. So our desire has to be purified. Our heart has to be purified. But we start somehow or other, we start chanting the holy name, taking Krishna prasad. It's a Krishna conscious activity. And then Krishna by his, if we do practice Krishna consciousness, then all the anarthas, they automatically, they are removed by the mercy of the Lord. If you think that I will remove the anarthas, of kaam, krodh, lo, moh, madha, matsarya, etc., then only I will start chanting. That thing would never come. But if you take to Krishna consciousness and surrender to the Lord, then all these things will automatically, all this, your heart would be cleansed of all the anarthas. So, this is the great art of doing work. And in beginning, this process requires very expert guidance. So, one should therefore act very diligently under the expert guidance of a devotee of the Lord or under the direct instruction of the Lord, Krishna himself, like this, these prachitas, they were direct under the instruction of the Lord. Nothing should be performed for sense gratification. The Lord can be satisfied by sacrifices. Therefore, one who cannot perform them will find himself to be in a scarcity. And so that is the law of nature. Yajna means in this age, the yajna, yajna sankirtana praya, yajanti hi sumedasa. People with good intelligence would take worship Krishna. That is by sankirtan yajna. So that is what is prescribed for this age by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada brought that sankirtan movement. So we will read further. One may act according to his own occupational duty just to satisfy the yajna purush, the supreme personality of Godhead. That is called a prathak dharma. Prathak means prathak, prathak means it is still same. Just like we use our hands, legs, everybody has a different activity in our body. But the food has to go into the mouth. And so ultimately it is for satisfaction of the heart, means stomach, and then all the limbs get satisfied. One time all the limbs got that why we should serve the stomach. He's just sitting there, he's doing nothing. So they all went on to strike. But because of that, later on they were all suffering. So once you put food in the stomach or put water on the root, everybody would be satisfied. That is a natural law. So aparathak dharma means everybody, different limbs, different place, different people, they serve. Even if somebody is a carpenter, somebody is a sweeper, somebody, whatever they are, somebody may be a shoemaker, or they have to act for Krishna. At least this advice is for all the human society. Animal system is different, but all the human society can follow this. And then whether they are Kshatriya or Brahmana or Vaishya or Shudra, their whole aim, they cooperate each other. So these brothers were cooperating each other. They're working together. And their wife was one. There was no difficulty. But such a thing is very, very rare to have attention to the same. And that's why it is prohibited in this age. And there is no such girl who could marry 10 husbands and would keep equipoise on both. Different limbs of the body may act in different ways, but the ultimate objective is to maintain the entire body. Similarly, if we work for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we will find that we satisfy everything. We should, because if Krishna is happy, what Ram Raja means? Everybody is worshipping Lord Ram, everybody is glorifying Lord Ram, everybody is serving him, and that way whole society, and he provides everything. Everybody is getting by his mercy. Akamova, sarva kamova, moksha kam udardi, tivarena bhakti yogena yajit purusha param. So if we have like this king, Ram Rajya, everybody would be happy, everybody would be satisfied, all the nature, everybody would help. But if we act independently, separately, now there is so much strike in India between these farmers and the government, and each other, they don't agree on many, many points. And so it's a chaotic condition. The infection is spreading all over. But if we, the really thing should be to have Sankirtan Yajna. Prabhupada says that if there is a Sankirtan Yajna, Krishna would be happy and he will He will create such a situation that corona would go away automatically. There was for so many 4 years there was no rain in Maharashtra area, and Prabhupada had Sankirtan party. He called for them and they chanted for almost a week in the streets everywhere. And then at the evening time, so much rain came, so much poor rain like anything. So that is all possible. So one should perform a Sankirtan Yagya openly, and government should allow and facilitate, even if they could remain separate. But that is the way to curb this this deadly disease which is killing so many people. So that is what has been given, that if we work for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we will find that we satisfy everything. We should follow in the footsteps of the Prachetas, whose only aim was to satisfy the Supreme Lord. This is called Aprathav Dharma. Not Prathav, not separate. Everybody has separate, like Prabhupada gives the example that if you throw a stone in the center of a pond, and then all the waves are there with this concentric, the circle. But if you throw so many stones at different places, if you throw at the same place, then there are circles that will rise. It's a chaotic. They will cross each other. They will fight with each other. And that is what happening, that there is no central point. And central point is the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Sarva dharman, so give up all religiosity, different kind of religiosity, different practices, and just surrender to the Supreme Lord. So if you could do that, then it is everybody would be in harmony. Everybody would love each other. Everybody would satisfy each other. Everybody was serve each other. There would be a service attitude. Just Mataji told that this Priti Vilas Sene Mataji, that they asked for some prasad, and so he went out of her way to get the prasad for others. So that is the heart, that is the pure heart, to satisfy each other and having loving relationship. If there is certain mistakes of somebody, that should be forgiven. We should not really remember it, because everybody is making mistakes. So why to count on somebody? Just see the good qualities in others and go on with your duties of Krishna consciousness. So we should follow in the footsteps of the Prachetas, whose only aim was to satisfy the Supreme Lord. This is called Aprathak Dharma. So abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. This is the advice of Lord Krishna. Our only aim should be to act in Krishna consciousness for the satisfaction of the Lord. This is oneness or Aprathak Dharma. Okay, the next verse, 17 number. Divya Varsha Sahastranam Sahastram Aham Tau Jasah Bhavman Bhokshayat Devogan Vai Divyas Chanugrahan Mama. The Lord then blessed all the Prachetas, saying, my dear princes, by my mercy, you can enjoy all the facilities of this world as well as the heavenly world. Indeed, you can enjoy all of them without hindrance and with full strength for 1,000,000 celestial years. Not years of this material world, celestial years, one day or one night is equal to 6 months. So 1 day and night is equal to 1 year. So 10,000, that's 1,000,000 celestial years. So you could say, 365 into 10,000,000 into 1,000,000. So it's a 365,000,000 years of this earth, the planet, that they enjoy. So it's not that enjoyment in the material world is repeated, but with the enjoyment, like if there is somebody is a filthy rich or very, very rich, then he will use all the riches for sense enjoyment. But if one is a devotee and he has plenty, I mean, it is used for spreading Krishna consciousness. Like Srila Prabhupada says that if you have money, you build temples. If you have money, print books. If you have money, distribute prasad. If you have money, just all the places of pilgrimage or holy dham should be made clear and should be developed very properly, so many people could come and take advantage of the holy places. And one should festivities in different Janmashtami or Ramnami or so many festivals are there. So we could celebrate with pomp. One may say that why so much milk is wasted and why so many ingredients are wasted in Abhishek, honey and juices, and let the poor people drink. But if you satisfy the Lord, everybody is automatically satisfied. It is, everything belongs to Krishna. Isha Vashyam Idam Sarvam. We don't understand these principles and think that it is a wastage. Like sometimes Lord Shiva is giving Abhishek with continuously milk. Dhara is there, or you go with Gordan Parikrama and you put the milk in the pot and there is a hole and you go through all Parikrama. And so many hundreds of liters of milk is given to Gordan. But it's a scriptural injunction. We cannot just make our own concocted our mind, and we cannot make our own laws. So we have to serve Krishna with our whole heart. So Krishna said that you could enjoy what it is, that by enjoying people, we may remain in the material world because enjoying is spirit. But if you are a devotee and then you have money and you use for Krishna, then there is nothing wrong with enjoyment. Enjoyment does not mean you go to cinema and have, but just serve Krishna with more pomp and show, more nicely. So many people could come. Everybody likes festivities. Like in Vrindavan, they used to decorate the temple in such a nice way, all the way to the road, with so many flowers. They will spend 5-6 lakhs or more rupees just to decorate the temple. But it is for glorification of the Lord. Many people could come that way and could glorify the Lord. Like Lord Ramchandra came and whole Ayodhya was with so many fragrant things, the essential oils and whole deepas, lakhs and lakhs of deepas, millions of deep, were lit in his honor. And that is the same thing that we could also do it. Like Diwali time, we do that automatically anyway. So enjoyment in Krishna consciousness is all right. You could make nice bhoga, chappan bhog, and then enjoy that also. You could produce children, as many children you want, but provided they you make them Krishna conscious. Means one should not become a
Hare
father.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Yeah, can you hear? Hare Krishna?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. So, the purport of this 17th number verse, 430-70, the duration of life prescribed for the Prachetas by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is calculated by the time measurements of higher planetary system. Our 6 earth months are said to be equal to 12 hours in the higher planetary system. 30 days equal 1 month and 12 months equal 1 year. In this way, for 1 million years, according to the calculations of the higher planetary system, the Prachetas were allowed to enjoy all kinds of material facilities. Although this life span was so long, the Prachetas were given full bodily strength by the grace of the Lord. In the material world, if one wants to live for many years, he must endure the difficulties of the old age, invalidity, and many other miserable conditions. The Prachetas, however, were given full bodily strength to enjoy material facilities. This special facility was given to the Prachetas so that they could continue rendering full devotional service. This will be explained in the following verse. The next verse will explain. So these are the 3 verses. So just to tell them that they were of the same nature, because both were these 10 of these Prachetas and Marisha, they were devotees. They are obedient to the Supreme Lord, and these children were obedient to their father. And this girl was also dedicated, and she loved to all of them because she was a celestial girl, which is not possible. We cannot give, she married, so we could also do that thing. We cannot take that example and misuse the scriptural injunction. There are not that many cases one may say that why the man can marry more than one wife. It is ek patni vrat is the best, like Lord Ramchandra. But more can, because the women's are in many women's, and they none should remain unmarried, as we discussed before. And so Lord says that you could enjoy all the facilities of this world and heaven and full bodily strength and without hindrance for 1 million celestial years. So that was the instruction. The Prachetas were very, very obedient to his father, their father. And you all heard about Puranjan's story about this Prachin Bari, Sada, Prachin Bari, and how So this Pura, so Pura means the place where one lives. Pura means you may say castle. Pura means the body. Pura means a place like Puri, just like Jagannath Puri. So from Pura, word came Puri. So Lord also resides in a Pura. Is also, you may say, you can call that Lord is also Puranjan. Yes, but its body is spiritual body. It's not material body like we have. So remembering the blessings of the Lord and having developed perfect knowledge in spiritual consciousness, Parachitas left home afterwards and put their wife, Marisha, perfect son, and that son was Daksha. Daksha Prajapati was the son who produced many, many children. So Daksha was born before as a son of Brahma, and later on he was born again of this girl, Marisha, or this from Prachetas. So when the children are grown, the wife should be put in children's charge, and husband may then leave home to develop Krishna consciousness. That is for everybody. Everything depends on the development of mature knowledge. So this is about King Prachin Varisat and his sons Prachita. And by reading this, by understanding this, then we develop the same qualities and would become eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. So there is a Kalastuti. Kalastuti is there, that if we read, why do we read and what happens with this? So there is this. So anyway, conclusions of the Lord's qualities, that equal to everyone, never contaminated, the Supreme Person is transcendental, living everywhere in a transcendental position. So I will end here. If there is any comments or questions on our talk, means many stories can be told about this Prachetas, or about their marriage, about their surrendering to the Supreme Lord, about Lord Shiva's coming and blessing this, giving Rudra Geet, that these Prachetas were chanting. So that is all very, very fine. In Lord Shiva's stories, many are places that Lord Shiva is Ashutosh, he gives benedictions. And very few places that like Prachetas, that he gave them to develop Krishna consciousness. So that is one of the important place where Lord Shiva benedicted these Prachetas. And they became wonderful devotees of the Lord. And they ruled for long, long period of time, 1 million celestial years, and enjoyed all the things. You may say enjoyment. Enjoyment is not bad if it is in Krishna consciousness. But if you enjoy for your own senses, then naturally you will remain in the material world. You will be trapped. So anybody has any comments, questions, or any discussion further, please unmute and let us talk.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you. Nice, very, very nice, wonderful points. This is Sureshwar Sham Prabhuji. So Prabhuji, one thing we understand is the main service of the Prachetas is for procreation, right? So that's what they will be doing later on.
No, they produce only one child. Ten Prachetas, one wife, and there was only Daksha was the only one that's what I understand. Who produced later on the grandchildren of these Prachetas, they filled there were a lot of so many children.
Okay. So, okay, Prabhuji, Prabhuji, one question I had from previous verse. So it said that Rudra are remembering Prachetas should be remembered. Prachetas should be remembered every evening, and Rudra Gita should be chanted evening and morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
But generally, you know, we hear this direct instruction, but generally we don't do that, right, Prabhuji? And, you know.
Okay. So there are many other stutis throughout Bhagavatam. Because we are reading, so we become interested and put our full attention on this. But Hare Krishna mantra includes all this. That is also a prayer that, oh Lord, please engage me in your devotional service. That is also a prayer. And if you could just do that, we cannot chant all these astakas and all these stutis and all these prayers and Rudra Geet. But one can sing in certain occasions. Yes, one can sing those and read these stories about the Lord. They are not just ordinary stories. They are part of the Bhagavatam. So they purify. Any time we touch Bhagavatam, we read one verse, a half verse, then it purifies our heart and removes our all the contamination, all the belongings, all the attachment to the material world, all the things of thinking of sense gratification. All things will go away. All the anarthas will go away if we read some pages of Bhagavatam. So everywhere this, it's not just that you read this Rudra Geet, but others are also there. Prayers of Prahlad Maharaj are prayers by Dhruva Maharaj or Queen Kunti's prayers. And so there are many, many prayers and that are also equally good. And they have the benedictions also in that way. So wherever people are of different mind or mentality, then one can select what they want to sing for the glorification. Aim is to glorify the Supreme Lord. We should not feel that I am the Supreme Lord or take his position. We try to usurp or want to become enjoyer, like Bhaktaram Yagita. So only he is the enjoyer, he is the owner, he is the benefactor of all these things. We think that I am the benefactor, I am the proprietor, it is owned by me, I am the controller. But we are none of this. Neither we are controller, nor we are enjoyer, nor we own any of these things. Everything belongs to the Lord. So if we give credit to the Lord and worship him with wholehearted as a menial servant or the Lord, then we will, then naturally we will purify our existence and would be able to go back home, back to Godhead.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for the explanation. Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Anyone else has any comments, questions?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We have explaining the thing. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. So we can end now.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you, Prabhuji. Very inspiring class for all of us.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. We can end the call.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna Prabhupada ki jai.